Some 740,000 immigrants, young people brought to the United States illegally by their parents, have given their names and addresses to the federal government. In exchange, they got legal work permits and protection from deportation. But now, as WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez reports, many are worried about their information being in the hands of the incoming Trump administration.
Patricia and Juan Diaz put a lot of thought into their first kid's name.
Shareni.
Shareni. Shareni Diaz Saldaña.
They wanted a name that no one else had.
Significa diosa del amanecer.
Diosa? Goddess?
Diosa del amanecer.
It means goddess of dawn. In Otomi. It's a native indigenous language in Mexico.
Shareni's parents brought her to New York on a tourist visa when she was just one. They came to visit family, but they never left.
¿Y son mexicanos?
Son mexicanos, sí.
4 years later, they had their second kid here, a boy, and they went a different direction with his name.
Kevin. Your brother's name is Kevin?
Kevin Bryan. The two most American names possible.
Sí, pero en realidad...
Kevin Bryan was born in America, so their dad thought he should have an American name.
Decidimos ponerle un nombre americano, pero...
This family is so positive, especially the mom, and they all have different immigration statuses. The dad is a legal permanent resident, and the brother is a U.S. citizen. Shareni and her mom are both undocumented, but Shareni is protected from deportation, and she has a work permit under a President Obama program called Deferred Action. All of her information is now in a federal database.
They know where I live. They know where I've lived before. They obviously know my workplace. They know my mom's information as well. Since she petitioned to fix her status, they have everything.
When she and the 740,000 others who received deferred action first applied, the federal policy specifically said that their information would not be used to deport them. But a spokesperson for Immigration Services says that policy can change at any time without notice.
And now with Trump, it's not a fear of them coming to my house or like taking me. It's just a fear of like getting that letter in the mail, basically saying that, you know, you have a trial or you're expected to leave the country.
Do you talk to your parents about how you feel?
I try not to. And it's just for reasons that I think my dad feels guilty for bringing me here. So I try not to make him feel guilty about it because it's not his fault. I'm sorry.
Her dad does feel guilty. You can see it in Juan's face when Shareni starts crying about her status. She can see it too, and she tries to make him feel better.
I'm very grateful that I'm here regardless of my legal situation. I think I've accomplished a lot. So I feel like I have to be strong for them. I feel that regardless of what happens, like I have to be protective of my family.
Shareni's dad always told her to pursue education. He said it would make her valuable no matter which country she was in.
Porque, yo no pude terminar mi escuela.
He wasn't able to finish his education in Mexico.
Y qué bueno que tú terminaste.
You did it, he tells her.
Te felicito.
I congratulate you, he says. Despite all the crying, this family has a fighting spirit. We're all sitting on Shareni's couch in her apartment in the Bronx that smells like lavender. Her parents live two blocks away, and they say they're not leaving.
Y aquí nos quedamos.
Y no nos vamos.
President-elect Donald Trump has implied that he wants a path forward for young people who were brought to the country by their parents. They're known as Dreamers. But his website still says he will immediately terminate the program for Dreamers. And either way, Shareni says this is not just about her.
Sometimes I get really frustrated with the whole Dreamer movement. I feel that a lot of the stories that we hear about Dreamers are like these perfect students. But we forget about our parents, and our parents are the original Dreamers. We wouldn't be here without them.
Groups that want tighter controls on illegal and even legal immigration say that they want the program to expire because it will take away people like Shareni's work permit.
Some of them will find work anyway because employers will just hire them illegally, but they won't be authorized to work.
That's what Mark Krikorian wants. He's with the think tank, the Center for Immigration Studies.
And why do you not want undocumented people to be able to work in the country?
Because because it's illegal. That's kind of the point.
Krikorian says President Obama issued work permits to young undocumented people without the approval of Congress. And if they can no longer work here, Krikorian hopes they'll leave if they're not deported. But City University of New York law professor Alan Wernick says it's no accident that there are 11 million undocumented people in the country.
We've closed our eyes to the people coming across the border. We've employed these individuals in agriculture, construction, and many other industries. We've created all these opportunities for them to be successful. We were happy when they were buying homes during the housing bubble. All of a sudden, we want to take it out on these undocumented immigrants.
Wernick offers free immigration law services with the group CUNY Citizenship Now, and he's trying to ease people's fears. For example, Trump says he wants to triple the number of immigration enforcement officers. But Wernick says training immigration agents and judges, which the law also requires, will take time and money. The Center for American Progress estimates it costs $10,000 to deport one person. Wernick expects Trump will deport more people than Obama, but he says that if undocumented immigrants are maybe eligible for any immigration benefit, that they should consider applying now. He says later it's only going to get tougher to get any kind of status.
But the law that exists today is nevertheless the law, and only Congress can change that.
If it comes to it, Shadeni's dad tells her, she doesn't have to go back to Mexico.
Mexico no me gusta.
That she could take her master's degree in public administration to Canada or to Japan.
Ella siempre ha tenido deseos de ir a Japón.
Shadeni has always wanted to see Japan. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.